Yirmiyah Perek Mem Tes, Pasuk Chaf Ches, Leilinishas Vitzal Tzviv and Moshe Yitzchak. Now batting seventh, Kedar LeKedar, Ulamam Lechos Chatzar, and also the kingdoms of Chatzar. Not the ancient city that's mentioned earlier in Matos Masei. These are tiny kingdoms over the empty spaces in the desert, apparently, that Das Sofrim suggests. Asher Hicha Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel, that Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel eventually will strike down, just as all of the others, and he's going to be very brutal. The Medrash says that Nebuchadnezzar destroyed Kedar and the different Kedar nations by gathering together and massacring everybody. He wanted their tents, apparently, says the Medrash, for his army. So he took the tent to Fada and wiped out everybody and took the tents away and used them for his own purposes. He didn't feel like paying for them on Amazon. Maybe he didn't have a Prime membership. Kumu alu el Kedar v'shadadu es b'nei Kedem. Come, let us rise up and go to Kedar and plunder all the men of the ancient days, people who have been undisturbed forever. Much like Moab, resting in its lees that never had any problems before. Now all of a sudden, here's Nebuchadnezzar wiping them out. And here is the motivation for it, according to the way the Medrash reads it. Chavtes, ahalehem v'tzonam yikachu, take their tents and their flocks. Yiriosehem, all of its, we use that word for curtains, but it's skins, animal skins, hides, anything of value. V'chol kalehem, and all of their vessels, everything they've got. Ugmalehem yisub lohem. And their camels. Take all of them. Carry them off. Take them all away. Maybe even use their own camels to carry all their tent hangings and their REI orange tents and their signs and their wonderful times that they're having over on the college campuses. Take them all away. V'kiru aleihem amagor misaviv. And cry out to them, fear all around. So there's going to be fear over the entire area of the Midbar where the Kedars dwell, because Bavel is going to be merciless. Lamed, nusu, nudu, ma'od. Run away. Wander far away. Do everything you can to escape, all of you Kedars. Miku losheves, yoshvei chatzar no'om Hashem. Go dwell in the deeps. There's the hetmiku again. Trying to hide in deep caves and deep crevices so that nobody can see you, all of you who live in Chatzar. Because Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babel, has taken counsel. And he has formed a plan against you. He is going to annihilate you, absolutely. If the great nations with their military forces, like Mitzrayim, couldn't resist Babel, there's no way that the Kedars are going to survive. So everybody who snickered over the fate of the Jewish people is going to get theirs eventually from the same source. Lamed Aleph Kumu Alu El Goy Shalev Yoshev Lebetach Num Hashem. Arise, get to a nation at peace which dwells in security, he says to his army. These are the people of Kedar who have always lived safely. Lo Delosayim Velo Variach Lo. He doesn't have any gates. He doesn't have any bolts. He doesn't have any latches. Badad yishkonu, because he dwells alone. So he's absolutely vulnerable. He's absolutely at peace. They're in the uninhabited desert. They feel like nobody's ever going to find them. But John Wick is coming. And their camels are going to be plundered. V'hamon miknehem l'shalol. And their multitude of cattle, of mikneh, their herds of cattle are going to be for spoils. Zerisim l'chol rach, kitzutze feya. And you'll scatter the cropped off heads, kitzutze feya, the payas that were cut. You're going to scatter them to all of the winds. So the peya idea is an interesting question. Perhaps this was the way that they cut their hair. The Mepharshim don't really say what it means, kitzutze feya. Yes, it does. Radak, Malbim says that this is a reference to the Bnei Yishmael who are circumcised, but not according to halacha. So kitzutze feya is a comment about their bris that they get that is not done lahalacha. So out they go. Rashi says it just means wretched homeless nomads who have nothing. So they're going to be scattered to the four winds. They've got no chance. Umikol avorav avi es Edom no'um Hashem. And calamities will be brought upon them from all directions. Or I am going to bring Avi. I'm going to do it. So all of these nations that think that they're safe because we're not actively destroying the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, we applauded it and cheered it and we kind of participated in it, but surely nothing bad could happen to us. Look at us. We're far away. Who's going to even notice that we're here? Lama Gimel V'haysa Chatzar Lima'on Tanim Shemama Ad Olam. And the Chatzar is going to become a den of jackals, always desolate, forever desolate. Jackals are the ultimate symbol of a lack of inhabitants and civilization. Because they're taken over by wild beasts. Nobody even lives there. Lo yeshev sham ish v'lo yirubah ben adam. Another phrase that we saw before with the other nations. Not a single person is going to live there or dwell there or sojourn there. It's going to be absolutely empty. And Chatzar is going to have a great avera, the Me'am Lois says, because they mistreated the Jewish refugees who came. So they're going to pay a price as well.